Well, the UFC's second show at a fan-free ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena last night went off without a positive COVID-19 test, and more masks were visible on UFC personnel inside and outside the cage. That's according to one report out of the New York Post this morning. And so that's the start of your morning buzzcast. It's Thursday. It's May 14th. Boy, hard to believe it's May 14th and hard to believe it's almost Memorial Day. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody's safe, healthy, and happy. We're getting closer to the end of another week. Let's start with the NBA, where a report out of The Athletic this morning has a few more details on NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's call with owners on Tuesday. The report stated that Silver is aiming for a decision about whether to restart and how to restart the NBA in within 2 to 4 weeks. And that's notable to me because really that's the first time I've seen any sort of timetable and a specific target to make a decision about whether to return. There is apparently a sense between owners and executives that a decision about the season can't be pushed back any later into July. So look for a decision around the NBA within the next 2 to 4 weeks. Let's shift to baseball. We know that the Baseball Players Union and management have been talking this week about a start of the season. We've talked on the Buzzcast about the perilous nature of those discussions. Well, powerful MLB agent Scott Boras spoke to our Liz Mullen exclusively last night and said that all of his about 100 players, they're his clients, are steadfast in their support of the union's position that the players already have a deal on player compensation. Remember, in March or early April, the players union and the league came together on a deal that would prorate or pay players up front for the season. And Boras cited Tony Clark as saying, quote, "We have an agreement and we expect everyone to honor the agreement and we are not going to alter the agreement," end quote. So again, strong words from Boras, strong words from the union. Now we'll have to see how the negotiations take place. Let's shift over to MLS because we've talked about this and we've heard this and I've heard this from a number of sources that MLS has really focused on this Orlando bubble plan, specifically at the Wide World of Sports, to bring their players together. That got steam early this week and it's getting continued momentum. With one report stating that MLS is proposing that all teams travel to and begin training in Orlando by June 1st, so really less than 2.5 weeks. This is what we've been talking about as well. Players, coaches, and staff would be quarantined for the first week in Florida, and in the third week, teams were allowed to hold training sessions. Games would begin late June, around June 22nd, and run 4 to 5 weeks. Now, family members would not be allowed to play in Orlando, so it could be 4 to 5 weeks of playing. Could be longer if your team is successful and in the playoffs. But that's the plan that MLS has been focused on. That's the plan it looks like they are ready to execute against. Meanwhile, we've talked about the losses for a number of MLS teams and how significant they have been and how significant they are to these franchises. One indication, Merritt Paulson, the well-respected owner and CEO of the Portland Timbers, said that he is anticipating that the shutdown will cost his organization, quote, tens and tens of millions of dollars, end quote. And just remember, many of these MLS owners do not have tens and tens of millions of dollars to fall back on. So this will be very impactful on the financial situations of many of these MLS franchises. Let's move to media because our John Oran reported yesterday that all of NBC Sports' on-air talent has agreed to voluntary pay cuts as the network grapples with figuring out how to move forward with no sports and a tight ad sales marketplace. The salary cuts Oran cited were temporary and in the 5 to 10% range. Every one of NBC Sports' on-air personalities agreed to the cuts, which will be in effect until the end of this year, so all the way through 2020. Meanwhile, remember, NBC Universal senior management last week took 20% pay cuts, and employees making more than $100,000 per year saw their salaries cut by about 3%. Let's shift to Major League Baseball team news. We've seen the impact on the Marlins. The Marlins have already furloughed some members of their business operations. A report yesterday out of the Miami Herald noted the Marlins temporarily furloughed most of their staff, with about 40% of baseball operations set to start furloughs June 1. All furloughs will be evaluated on a month-to-month basis. Now, those impacted by the move could be up to 100 people. they will receive full health care benefits through October. And this joins about one-third of the business operations staff that has already been temporarily furloughed. So major, major furloughs throughout the Marlins organization. Let's hope we can get them back on staff shortly. Staying in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, who has been very open about wanting sports to return, yesterday announced plans to open up the state to any professional sports team that wants to resume activity as long as they follow guidelines. So Arizona earlier in the week, Florida yesterday, we are seeing signs of some return. Finally, we'll end on a couple of quick hitters. If you didn't see it yesterday or read it yesterday, please read Ben Fisher's report on the litigation between XFL owner Vince McMahon and former league commissioner Oliver Luck. Some interesting details in there. McMahon stated that he fired Luck for, quote, gross neglect, end quote, of his job during the early days of the coronavirus pandemic, including the personal use of a league-issued iPhone. Luck has his response. Check out Ben Fisher's report. Meanwhile, the LA Times is reporting that UCLA has narrowed its search for a new athletic director to two finalists, UNLV's Desiree Reed-Francois and Boston College's Martin Germain. Two very strong athletic directors, know them both well, very highly respected, good people. Both would make great leaders at UCLA. An announcement is possible before the end of the week here. So again, two finalists for the UCLA job, which is a pretty good job, but there are certainly issues there at UCLA that any athletic director coming in would have their hands full. And finally, I know it's light, but sometimes we need some light, right? Well, all the NFL uniforms that have been introduced in the offseason, I can think of the Falcons, I can think of the Patriots, I can think of the Chargers. Yesterday, it was the Rams' turn to reveal their new uniforms. And last night on a run, I'm listening to a podcast at a Boston radio station. All they could talk about were how cool these Rams uniforms were. So I went back and checked them out. They are pretty cool. They are definitely a tribute to the throwback days. The people on the Boston radio station were saying that the new SoFi Stadium will be the home to the two coolest groups of uniforms in the NFL, the Chargers uniforms, which were universally praised, and now the Rams uniform. So check those Rams uniforms out. Let me know what you think. So that is your Morning Buzzcast. It's Thursday. It's May 14th. Have a good, safe, healthy, and productive day. I'm Abe Madcore. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.